Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. All right, welcome back to the Polyrhythm Playhouse. Changed my foot sound here, so it's not that hi-hat, it's just a little rattle now. The hi-hat was quite loud on the tape. So we did 2 against 3. Sounded like this. Get a little closer to this microphone. Bring this mic in a little bit. Did the reverse of that with a faster note in the bottom. Fix this mic a little bit. There's duple and then triple. So, what's our next number? After 2 and 3, well, there's 4, right? Now, 2 and 4 together don't do that much interesting because 2 is just a version of 4, right? So, you know, if we do 2 against 4, it's just like 2 is marking the beginning of... it just sounds like 2, really, because you have 4, but then it's divided into 2 parts by the 2, so it doesn't really sound... 2 against 4 is the same as 1 against 2, right? It doesn't really sound like much of anything. So the new productive rhythm that we have is 3 against 4. 3 against 4, and 3 against 4 is, like, really, really important, I think. I mean, in the music that I've studied in my... time so far, 3 against 4 is everywhere. It's everywhere in jazz, it's everywhere in music that comes from any kind of African background, Cuban music, Brazilian music, and all kinds of anything that you might think of as in 12-8 or 6-8 or something like that has that 3 simultaneous kind of duple and triple thing in it. So I'd like to spend, I'm probably gonna do more than one session on 3 and 4 because it's so important. But for now, let's just get the feel of it, okay? I don't know, let's just use 2 open strings. Let's use the E string and the G string.
Think of it in triplets. 1, 2, 3.
just filling in the beat, filling in the subdivisions with the low note. Play three against this four. One. So the top note is one, two, three, four. One, two, three. Lower note's one, two, three.
Duple with the foot.
keep the hands the same and keep. Now the foot is with the top note. Top. Here we go. Too hard to do it, talk and do it at the same time. So I'm going to do it one time just like that, and then the next time switch to triple in the foot, okay? And I'll go back and forth. Let's try it. So we go 2, 3, 4. almost. One, two, three, four. There it is. That's a good starting point for these. Just taking two notes and putting four against three, putting four on the top, three in the bottom, putting three, and then doing the opposite, putting three in the top and four in the bottom. And I like trying to switch without stopping. So what there's two different types of switches. One is trying to switch the feel, meaning how you put your foot. Are you feeling it in triple or are you feeling it in duple? And the other is switching which note is on top, you know, which tempo is faster. So getting those two things together can give you a lot of flexibility in terms of how you perceive this rhythm to be. You can get a lot out of this concept. And I'll start there. I'm not going to make a super long video like I have been. I think bite-sized is better. So I'll stop here. Please comment if this makes sense to you and you'd like to like me to clarify something if it doesn't make sense, something like that. Hope you're enjoying your holidays. I've been pretty busy over the holidays with family stuff, but I'm trying to get here and make these videos to keep up with everybody. And some people are on vacation, so it's a nice thing to do on vacation is to watch videos and practice. So I want to be involved in that. So, all right. So I'll see you soon. Happy Polyrhythmic Sunday. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.